Then something very strange happened. Officials began to scale back their damage estimates. Press reports suggested the investigation had been mishandled. The focus shifted from marine olive drab to State Department pinstripes, with allegations that the Corps was being asked to pay for the sins of negligence on the part of American diplomats. Soon it was conceded that the sanctity of the code room may not have been violated after all. When espionage charges were dropped against everyone except Sergeant Lone Tree, who was convicted of spying at a military court-martial, the dramatic reversal was complete. Spy stories were not supposed to end this way. The conclusion of any good espionage thriller in which the guilty were exposed and the world was again safe for democracy was missing. The Sex for Secrets Marine Spy scandal, as the media billed the case, stood out as an ambiguous variant to the usual stories that came in from the cold. It was obvious there were levels of mystery to this story that had yet to be revealed. Perhaps most tantalizing were the questions swirling around the beautiful Russian woman who seduced Lone Tree. Her name was Violetta Sena, described as tall and lithe, gray-eyed, and garboesque in demeanor. Spy masters were convinced that Violetta was a swallow, a lovely female who used sexual favors to lure foreigners into the honey trap. But the way Lone Tree described their relationship, they were two young people who simply found love in the wrong place. Clearly, this was a story that cried out for independent scrutiny, and I wanted to be the one who took it on. But I knew that for me to get at the underlying truths, time would have to pass, key people would have to retire before they could talk freely, and there would have to be the kind of change in superpower relations that would allow for research opportunities in the Soviet Union. With the meltdown of the Soviet Empire, I decided to reopen the Marine spy scandal. I moved from my home in Santa Fe to Washington, D.C., and initiated a 2-year inquiry that included a 2-month stint at the scene of the crime, Moscow.